Why do you love Kim Fowley?
Because he's beautiful, kind, considerate, generous.
What else?
Oh, he seems very nice and polite. He's kind of shy, though.
Yeah, how do you know he's shy? Have you ever met him?
Well, in a way, I talked to him, but he didn't say much. He was just kind of standing back a ways.
You, flower child, what's your opinion?
Well, I think he's wonderful and marvelous and darling and the perfect ideal of a boy.
What does a boy think of Kim Fowley?
I don't know. I think he's all right.
You think he's sweet and pretty and pretty?
No, not really.
Today people close their minds against things. In order to be a well-adjusted person, you have to have your mind open so you can understand. Like, I understand a lot of things. I understand weirdo people and...
Don't you have yourself?
Yes. Like I told Gigi. I told her last year we used to cry and things. She says, we'll never meet him, we'll never meet him. And I used to tell her, Gigi, we have 1/1,000,000th of a chance. I go, hang on to that. And I actually myself, I knew it was hopeless. Because 1/1,000,000th of a chance, what do you get? But yet, we got our 1/1,000,000th of a chance, and we did meet him.
Did you like him?
Yes. He was awful quiet. I think he was quiet because there were so many girls running around, and he sort of knew our feelings, and there's nothing he could really say to us, and I just think, and he is kind of shy.
Is there anything you could really say to him?
Well, I was up there, and I just stared at him, and he was looking at me, and I just stared at him, and I felt so calm. The most calmest feeling came over me, and I was standing up on that waterfall.
What made him different?
He's different because he is real in this phony world. Because all this world is a bunch of phonies and a bunch of people that are money crazy, and they don't care about other people.